Hey, boss. Here's the report that you wanted from Miles, and here's the coffee that you asked for. Yeah, he said it needs maybe one more revision, but he's pretty sure it's basically ready for the presentation. Now, you've got that meeting with finance at 3 p.m. Will you want me there for that? Okay, sure, I'll take notes. And tomorrow we have the client visit at 10 a.m. I've got the gifts ready, but was there anything else that you thought we might need? Hey, what's up? Are you okay? Yeah, it's been a big week. But it's Friday tomorrow, it's almost time to relax. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know, you've been grinding really hard lately. What time were you here until last night? Jesus, really? Look, boss, this meeting with finance, if you want to skip out, I can take notes and pass on anything that you need them to know. You're no good if you're burnt out. To them, or to us, or to yourself. Come on, you push yourself much too hard. You can't keep going like this. Let me help. Well, it's my job to help. I'm literally your assistant. I'm yours to command. Let me help. What can I do? Okay, I see. Well, you're doing that thing again. You are. You're pushing yourself way too hard, thinking it's all got to be on your shoulders. A good manager knows how to delegate effectively. They don't try and be a hero and take it all on themselves. Here, look. I think I know what's needed. Yes, I do think I know what's needed. You need your release, don't you? You get all pent up and stressed, and you need an outlet. You need to just take a few minutes to be able to enjoy yourself. We've been here before, haven't we? I think we can make sure you get your release. Yes, I think I can offer you an outlet. You just need me to help. Look, boss. I'm your assistant. I don't mind. Look, why don't we give ourselves a little more privacy? No. I won't have you arguing. You're my boss. It's my job to look after you. A good assistant knows how to do as they're told, but they also know how to understand what their boss needs before they even know themselves. We've been here before, like I said, and I was right last time, wasn't I? So, come here and give me a kiss. Come on. Come here. Kiss on the lips right now, okay? Let's take your mind off things. That's it. Let me help. I just want to help you. You're so beautiful. So beautiful that I just want to get in here and sit on your desk right here in front of you. Well, I hope you don't think I'm sitting inappropriately manspreading in front of you like this. We need to look after you. We need to make sure that you unwind. So when I applied for this job 18 months ago, I worked so hard to make sure that my resume looked good. If anything, I actually thought I was kind of overqualified. But I liked the company, and I liked your style, and I wanted to work here. And in the end, I actually thought it was my history and my interview that got me the job. But a little while later, you got drunk at the Christmas party, didn't you? And you were a little indiscreet with your words outside the bar. And it wasn't hard to overhear you talking about something. You only hired me because of my looks. Yes, I heard you. I heard you say it. I heard you talking to Helen from marketing. Yes, yes you did. And you confessed to her. The only reason you hired me is because you thought I was hot. You shouldn't really go saying things like that to your co-workers. But luckily, you did hire me. So that I can fix up some of these little messes for you and that I can look after you. No, 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 I heard you. You can't tell me you didn't say it. And we've been here before, haven't we? Where I've had to take charge. I've had to make sure that you don't get too stressed out and that you get your time to relax. It was very unprofessional of you to hire me just because you thought I was good looking. But I didn't mind. My job is to meet your needs. And it was enough to let me know that I had a whole other set of ways that I could serve you and give you what you needed. Boss, you keep looking down there. I know my legs are spread, but really, my eyes are up here. You can look all you want. My job is to serve you. Every part of my body is at your service. And right now I see that you're wound up tight, so let me help you unwind. Come here. Come on, move your chair forward. Lean in between my legs and put your arms around my waist and give me a cuddle right this minute. That's it, that's it. There you go. It's hard having so much responsibility, isn't it? Difficult to be the boss. You feel the weight of everything on top of you. I understand. Sometimes we just need the human touch, don't we? And there's no need to be stressed. Everything will be okay. Everything will be okay. Because I will look after you. Snuggle in deep, come on, that's it. Don't be shy. I'm yours to use however you need. My body is yours. Come on, rest your face in my lap. Come on, we'll make it feel all better. There you go, there you go. Get down there like that. Maybe that's not such a soft place to rest your head after all. I guess I like having you as my boss a little too much. Oh, there, there, don't you worry about anything. I've got you. You just rest your head on my lap and I'll stroke your hair. That's it. That's it. No one can see us in here. You just nuzzle in and feel safe and relaxed. You've got all these big responsibilities, but you are my responsibility, and I have to look after you, don't I? Well, I'm lucky to have such a beautiful boss. I don't mind at all. That's it. That's it. And your face right there. My hand running through your hair. Pushing down just a little, maybe. Let's make sure you get your time to relax. Because you worked so hard, you deserve time to relax. My body belongs to you. So long as you're my boss, I am at your disposal. That tickles a little bit. We can't have you going into any more meetings stressed out. You're no use to anyone that way. Well, you're getting into this a bit more now, aren't you? I like it when you cuddle me. Don't be shy at all, come on. You're the boss. You get to do whatever you like. That's how it works. That's it. That's it. We just have to take care of you, don't we? We have to make sure that you get your rest and your relaxation and time to unwind with lots of cuddles, lots of hair stroking, and lots of kind, supportive words. I'm going to look after you, don't worry. I'm going to really look after you. Although, I'm getting a little uncomfortable here. I might just reach down here and give myself some extra room. That's better. Now, how about you snuggle into that? Oh, there you go, that's it. Oh, don't be shy with it, come on. I know how much you want it. And I know how much sucking on things helps you relax and helps to soothe you. So you just get right into it. Come on. Come on, there you go. Oh, you use it all you need to just forget about everything and enjoy yourself. That's it, there you go. Use me. Use me to make yourself feel better. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it, that feels good. And if it feels good for me, then I know that that means you're enjoying yourself. Use your tongue and use your mouth and use your hands. It belongs to you. So long as you're paying me and you're the boss, every inch of me belongs to you. Like that. Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Oh, it just feels so good to help you, to give you what you need. Your devoted employee, your devoted assistant, offering myself up to you. And you can do this anytime you want. You know that you don't have to ask. Of course, you never have to ask. All you have to do is close the door and close the blinds. And I'll understand. I'll understand completely. You just forget about all your troubles and you just focus on letting go and feeling good. This cock is yours to use, okay? This cock is yours to use with your hands and with your mouth. And we'll just sort you out, okay? And take your mind off things. Oh, come on. Oh, here, let me lean back. And I want you to use both your hands on it, okay? I want you to use both your hands on it and really fixate on it. And just stare at it. Why don't you use your left hand to grab it around the base of the shaft, and your right hand, to work it up and down, like that. There you go, that's it. Oh, I can see from that look on your face, you really are letting go, aren't you? Forgetting about everything else. Getting something that you can really just focus on and forget about all your other troubles. That's it. It's yours to use. It's yours to use however you need. Big and hard and thick and all yours. Oh, but come on, we need to sort you out as well. It can't be all about me and my body. Lean back. There you go, lean back in your chair. And you unbuckle those trousers. And let's make sure that you're enjoying this. I need to make sure that your stress relief is working. So you push them down. Come on, that's it. Push them down. And show me that you're enjoying it. Oh, come on, that's it. There you go. Spread those legs a little. Come on. Spread those legs a little and touch it. There you go, that's it. That's it. Oh, feels good, doesn't it? It's just you and me in here. You and me in here, and I want you to look at my cock. I want you to look at my cock while you touch yourself. And you just make it feel good, baby. You make it feel good. You make it feel so good that you get your release and you forget about all your worries. And then you're gonna walk out of here totally refreshed and feeling good. Totally relaxed after getting your release. Oh, that's it, that's it. Oh, come on now, come on, quickly, we don't have all day. Oh, come on, here, watch this. Look up here, and I want you to look at my cock while I stroke myself. You like that? It's big, isn't it? It's big and it feels really good while I just masturbate my cock like this. And I want you to keep reaching down there, and I want you to make yourself feel good too. Oh, that's it. And just both masturbate, okay? We're both masturbating to help you out, to make you feel good. Come on. Come on, I'm yours. I'm yours to command, and it's my job to do anything you tell me to. Come on. Come on. You need to go harder. You need to come for me, okay? I will make sure that you get everything you need, even when you don't know it yet. Come on, I can see you're enjoying it. Come on, come on, that's it. Harder, harder for me. I want to see you come, okay? I really want to see you come. Deep breaths, smile for me. Come on, come on, you're going to get your release. I want you to lean in now, and I want you to put the head of my cock in your mouth, and you're gonna suck it, and you're gonna suck it while you touch yourself, and you're gonna suck it until you make me spurt all in your mouth, because I'm gonna jerk off the shaft of my cock while you suck the head, and while you play with yourself, and then when I spurt, that's when you come too, okay? Because we're a team, and we're gonna do this together. So come on, that's it. Ah. Oh, that's it. Lean in and suck. Lean in and suck until I shoot. Oh, God, that's it. That feels good. You're gonna make me come. You're gonna make me come, so you're gonna come too, okay? The moment that I start ejaculating into your mouth, that's when you come for me. Come on. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. It's getting there. Don't stop. Don't stop. We're gonna come, okay? We're gonna come. Oh, closer. Oh, fuck, closer. Oh, this is it. Fuck. We're gonna come. We're gonna come. We're gonna come. Oh. Yes. Fuck, come. Come, that's it. Fuck. Fuck. Come on. Come on, come. Oh, fuck. Let me fill up your mouth with my fucking spunk. My cum. fuck, swallow every drop. Okay, that's it, swallow every drop. Swallow every drop while you come to. Oh, that's it, that's it. Oh, it feels so good to stroke my fingers through your hair while I ejaculate inside your mouth. Oh, that's it. Slurp up every drop. Don't you spill a single bit, okay? Ah, don't you spill a single bit. Oh, you did such a good job. Oh, that's it. There you go. You lean back in your chair and you just take deep breaths, baby. Well, you look much more relaxed now. Oh no, look, you've got a mess around your mouth. Here. Let me just lean in there and lick you clean. Come on, come on, give me that face. What kind of assistant would I be if I let you walk around out there with my cum all over your face? Now, next time, I don't want to have to be so insistent, okay? Next time, when I tell you it's time for your release, you listen, okay? Because you have to trust me. I know what's best for you. Now, let's clean you up and put your pants back on, and we need to start discussing what's going to be required for this 3 p.m. meeting, okay? Because we don't have a huge amount of time, and we've got things to get on with. Okay. Okay, let's get to it.